for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Not doing too bad. It's Thursday. It's a team meeting day, so that'll take a good chunk of my afternoon as always. And I have plenty on my plate, so I assume today will go by pretty fast. It's really like Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, I'm driving past the car wash here, and it makes me think I want to maybe get a car wash. Maybe towards the end of the week, beginning of the weekend, as I have scheduled an appointment with Carwell to have my truck, not undercoated, but what do they call it, application of a rust inhibitor.
Yeah, washing the truck ahead of time is probably not a bad idea. I typically do that, and then they'll spray it, and then you can't wash it for several days afterwards, if I remember correctly. And it will drip. So if you park it like in your parking spot at your apartment, it will drip, and it won't necessarily stain the pavement, but it'll definitely leave a little bit of mark for a while.
When I used to go to, was that Schmitz? It was called Schmitz, right? Auto Body and Glass. They used to do a rust stop application there, and it was messy, very, very messy. And it really did a lot of damage to my door seals and the seal around the hood of the engine compartment. And I talked to the lady at this place. She said any of the petroleum products are going to do that. And the seals are not, how can I phrase this, or what did she say? The quality of the door seals and that has gone down over the years, and they're not as resilient to petroleum products. And so the best thing to do is just, after a couple of days, just go in and wipe the seals off to get all that excess oil off, and that should help. So you may still have some effect from it. Yeah, I'm planning for that. But yeah, the other place really takes it on, and that was messy, and that would smoke for days. So I'm sort of accustomed to it. Maybe it won't be as bad this time, but we shall see.
Yeah, I should call them and get my truck scheduled for the fall. That's typically when I do it. I'll have to do that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, I think I had brought it up, and it was you that suggested, it may have been you, that suggested going there. I think Peruzzi was going to someplace off of Commerce over there in Lancaster. And a couple other people, and I think including you, recommended this place over here. But, yeah, we'll try it out. And you're supposed to do this yearly, so I've been slacking. So we'll try to keep up with it, see how it does. And, we'll take it from there. So it looks like Ross made some updates to his node. I was able to connect this morning. I know we were talking about it yesterday in the afternoon to see how he's going to fix it. I'm curious if he just swapped out the node or if he updated the software altogether. So I guess we'll find out when we hear from him. But it won't be today because today's Thursday. So Ross should be at work already.
Yeah, that's what Ross said yesterday when we were chatting after you had signed off that today he wouldn't be on the air because it was his early day. And there is a possibility that I might not be on the air tomorrow morning. There's an event happening down in Sardinia tonight that my friend Doug and I are going to go shoot at, and it starts at 8 because we're going to do this in the dark. It's glow-in-the-dark trap shooting, so we'll see how that goes. So I may not get home until really late, so I may not be on in the air tomorrow morning.
Pretty wild. That's really cool. Do they just do glow-in-the-dark bursts, or do they do they use any kind of fluorescent lighting to make it even more pronounced?
So they're going to use some sort of fluorescent black light, some type of black light. We talked to the guys last year. They had done it, and so they're doing it again this year. Some sort of black light that makes the birds glow. So it's going to be interesting. We've talked to a couple of people. They said when you break a bird, and it looks like fireworks because you see all the pieces falling down. So it's going to be pretty cool as long as it doesn't rain.
Hopefully it holds out for you. I just had a couple sprinkles on the way in here. Hopefully it gets it out of its system. Yeah, so that's not a problem for the morning. And thinking about the mornings that I mentioned, Carwell, I probably will not be on the air again Monday. I've been missing a lot of my mornings. I'm doing an early in, early out, so I don't have to take any time, and I'm going to go over there in the late afternoon. So I'll still get a full day of work in, but I have to start early to accommodate it. So, yeah, no worries. If there's any day you want to sleep in or do something else or whatever the case is, it's radio, you understand? And speaking of that, did you see the... I know you get the QST magazine. Do you get the over-the-air magazine as well? Over-the-air, on-the-air, whatever it is, the OTA magazine? Or you just get the digital version of that? Because I see the topic this month is all about satellite work.
No, I just get the QST magazine. I do go in and go to the ARRL website and read the on-the-air magazine. They also have a podcast that comes out, I think, every month that I subscribe to, and I'll listen to that. If I remember correctly, they take a topic from the magazine and then expand upon that in the podcast. So, you know, it's only one topic for the podcast. I'll have to go in and read that. That sounds interesting.
On-the-air publication, I think it was only like 36 pages. I just looked at the cover, glanced to see what was in it, and I just looked in a couple pages, and I had seen somebody, you know, standing there working a bird with a handheld Yagi with the dual band configuration, and then they had an advertisement for a book all about working satellites, and it was kind of funny, and that's about as far as I got with the book, but it was kind of funny because I was listening to somebody on the East Coast Reflector on my way home yesterday, and he was talking about that's what he likes to do, and he had spent some time in, I'm afraid if it was China or Japan, but he was talking about when he purchased radios over there, they're not as wide-banded as the coverage is narrower versus over here in the U.S. So he's got some radios that, again, don't give him as much coverage, and then he's going through the different models that he likes to use to work satellite, which ones have true full duplex capability, and it was kind of interesting. He was really, really into it, I guess is what I can say. It's funny how all the satellite talk publication I was seeing over the past day and a half there.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that. And I've noticed that there's times I'll be watching or listening or reading, and all of a sudden you start seeing that topic that we talked about or somebody else talked about, not necessarily ham radio, but other interests. And then you start seeing all the information about it, and you wonder, is it because it's been brought to your attention that you start seeing it, or, you know, was it always there, or, like I said, just that now that you're attuned to it, you start to see it, and I've always wondered that.
There must be some background algorithm to our lives. just like when you're on Facebook Reels or online in general or TikTok, you know, you click on something and now you're getting that topic in ads for the next so many. Even though you purchased it, it doesn't know that. It doesn't know that you're no longer shopping for that electric toothbrush. You're going to be getting an electric toothbrush ads for the next 2 months. But yeah, there must be some natural algorithm we are in tune to that we don't necessarily understand.
Yeah, I think you're right. There is a natural algorithm. We start, because it's been mentioned, we start seeing that information everywhere. I agree with you on that. This is KUTGDQ.
Now, Ross asked, I think, a couple weeks ago, have you done any more with the cross-band repeat? Are you making good use of that now?
I did have it working, excuse me, and I have not made good use of it. I don't know why. I haven't been using it at all. I haven't been going, when I've been going on my walks or my bike ride, I've been listening to podcasts.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, especially podcasts, that they're directed content, so you get to choose exactly what you want to hear rather than idle chit-chat, so yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with that. I've got a couple books going. I've got one audiobook going, and I've got a different book on my Kindle going that I keep bouncing back and forth between. And I've got a couple others in the queue that I want to start, but I'm trying to tell myself I got to finish these before I start another one. So I'm excited to get onto the new ones. Especially since the one audiobook has been a bit of a lull right now in the story, and it would be an okay time to break away, but I've started this book multiple times before, and this is probably the furthest I've ever been into it, and I got to finish it, and then it'll open up the window, but definitely nothing wrong with listening to podcasts. I also look up that ARRL one. Aside from the news, I don't listen to any of theirs. I'll have to seek that out and check it out.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like the podcast. You're right. It's information that I want to listen to. It's not idle chit-chat that I hear on broadcast FM, you know, because obviously there's now in today's age, where there's texting and, you know, you can post to Facebook and different things, there's a little bit more interaction, and at least the station I listen to, the DJ, does relay that information. So you do get some interaction, but it's not like this, like you and I talking right now. This is definitely a much better conversation.
Just had a thought, unrelated to podcasts, but things that are going on this weekend. The fairgrounds is having their, and I think they do it twice a year. And I don't remember which one we were at the last time, but they're doing that garage sale at the fairgrounds Friday and Saturday. Not Saturday and Sunday, it's Friday and Saturday. And for the life of me, I want to say we were out there on that Friday. And I remember thinking, wow, there's not a lot of people out here. Maybe there'll be more people out on the weekend. But I really lucked out getting the radio out there at a really good price. So I think Lynn and I are going to go out there Saturday morning. And we'll skip Friday. Of course, we could miss some things. But, you know, the chances of finding more ham radio gear is very slim. Like, definitely sub 1%. But we're going to go check it out, see what's out there, and I don't know if you guys do that kind of stuff. They always charge to get in, which I'm not a fan of, but I guess they need to pay for the, access to the building. Crap. I've got 6:45, so I guess I'll make this my final, but just an FYI, that's headed, or that's going down this weekend. And, yeah. All right, I'm going to skedaddle. This is K2PCB. I'll listen up for your final as I'm grabbing my lunch here. Other than that, I'll talk to you soon. 73.
K2PCP, this is K2GDQ. You have a great day, and hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. If not, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you maybe on Tuesday, sounds like. And I did look up the world's largest yard sale, so I'll take a look at that. Again, have a great day. This is KECGDQ, and we are listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, he really does like rubbing it in our face that he got a really nice radio for like $5. He seems to mention it every chance he gets.
Every day I put in for the drawing, because once a month Bridgecom Systems gives away a DMR radio collection. They give you a mobile radio, a handheld radio, all kinds of goodies. And if I win that, I could continue to do that. To say, hey, did you guys get in the contest? Did you get your entries in? K2PCB, 73.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Morning, Jeff. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Actually, I was hungry this morning, so I stopped at Tim Hortons. I was running a little behind. It just turned out a hinchy. But other than that, things are good. We missed you at steak night. I came in second place overall on our standard roster. I think it was kind of fun. And, of course, Dan Kublis took first.
Yeah, I wasn't going able to make that. I was doing some babysitting for my daughter. Yeah, it worked. Well, second place, that's awesome. That's really, really good.
Thanks. And, of course, for this morning I neglected to charge my earplugs overnight. So I had to grab two old pairs, which I hope are still a little charged on them, or else my day is going to be rather boring.
Oh, these are like earbuds that you wear at work?
Yes, yes, they are.
Yeah, I had a set of, I do have a set of Shox bone conduction headphones that I wear, and I've forgotten to keep them charged, too, and they die on you, and you're like, darn it.
Exactly. But, hey, it is that time. I got to go get a cup of coffee and then go to work. So this will be my final 73s. We'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow if you're around.
73 is KC2NVM. This is KE2GDQ, and we are on the side listening for any calls.